Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley and the State Emergency Management Agency Director Art Faulkner says state agencies are preparing for hurricane season. They're participating in an exercise to help state workers and law enforcement agencies prepare to respond. Bentley and Faulkner said at a news conference in Montgomery yesterday the state conducts similar exercises every year, but one purpose this year is to make sure workers have not become complacent because there has not been a major hurricane in the last year or so. Law enforcement officers were sent to interstate exits to practice what they would do if a decision is made to reverse flow of traffic on the highways during a storm. Hurricane season runs from June 1st to November 30th. A new report on the health of pension programs for state workers is drawing both concern and pushback. Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez has more on the future of the state's pension programs.
The report says Alabama state worker pension funds could run out of money in a decade if changes aren't made. The study was conducted by the Manuel H. Johnson Center for Political Economy at Troy University. Scott Bollier is director of the Johnson Center. He says the report isn't necessarily a knock on the state's pension program, but pension programs in general.
The individual, in fact, has more options available to him or her than ever before when it comes to retirement planning. And this is something that could be done just through the private sector and through 401k-style plans like Michigan and Utah have done if we just consider a little more freedom for people.
A top official with the Retirement Systems of Alabama has disputed the claims in the report, saying the report is irresponsible and the funds are not in danger of drying up. The pension plans cover over 300,000 workers. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
State officials say nearly 10,000 pounds of expired prescription drugs were collected during a recent take-back event. Alabama Public Radio's Stan Ingold reports it was the state's latest attempt to fight drug abuse.
Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange says he's pleased with the public's response to Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. The event featured more than 100 collection sites throughout the state. The effort brought in just over 9,800 pounds of prescription drugs. Officials say Alabama's first prescription drug take-back event was held in September of 2010. Since then, more than 34,000 pounds of unwanted or expired prescription drugs have been collected. The take-back event is sponsored by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. It's focused on fighting prescription drug abuse. Stan Ingold, APR News.
The Birmingham Zoo will soon undergo a $15 million renovation. The Birmingham City Council this week approved a resolution to raise $7.5 million in bonds towards the zoo's $15 million capital campaign project. The funds will be used to transform the front entrance of the 59-year-old facility, create an entrance plaza complete with a state-of-the-art classroom, and build a new Asian forest exhibit to house tigers, orangutans, and monkeys. Zoo President and CEO William Foster says the other half of the needed funds will be raised through private donations. And now for the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Thursday includes sunny skies, temperatures top out in the low 90s. Look for lows back in the mid-60s tonight. For Friday, temperatures reach the low 90s once again. Feels more like summertime on Friday and Saturday as humidity levels start to come up. Rain chance very small for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, but I can't rule out a lone shower or two. Rain chance stands at about 10%. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.